We're going to go to New York now to talk with another reporter, Mike Pesca, regarding American casualties. This morning in Baghdad, a convoy of three American soldiers was attacked. Reports are conflicting about whether the soldiers were killed or just injured. Before this incident, 243 Americans had died in Iraq, about twice as many from combat wounds as from non-combat injuries. As for the number wounded, that's a more elusive number. Day to Day's Mike Pesca has been looking into the question of counting the wounded, and he joins us now. Hello, Mike.
Thanks, Alex. And as you say, it is harder to get a count of the wounded. Central Command does have a somewhat official figure, and the latest number they have is 926 wounded in action. But 926 actually appears lower than the true total.
And what number is that? What did you come up with?
Well, I think it's much bigger. Here's what I did. If a member of the military is injured, he or she will be treated in a mobile unit right away. But eventually, everyone who's injured comes to the U.S. through Andrews Air Force Base. Lieutenant Colonel Alan Delaney is the commander of the Contingency Aeromedical Staging Facility at Andrews.
Since the war has started, I can't give you an exact number because that's classified information, but I can say to you over 4,000 have stayed here at Andrews, and that number doubles when you count the people that come here to Andrews, and then we send them to other places like Walter Reed and Bethesda, which are in this area also.
And he says that 90% of them are injuries sustained directly related to the war effort, not illnesses or, say, hernias, which account for the remaining 10%.
So why the difference between the Central Command figures and the number that you've gotten from Andrews?
One reason is repeat customers, if you will, people who are patched up and sent back, though that is a low figure. When I asked an Army spokesman about the different figures, he said that in the normal course of events, people are injured or sick, and you can't blame it all on war. So I asked Lieutenant Commander Delaney about that. I asked him to give me a baseline figure. How many troops was he treating before the fighting started? He said in January it was 150, February a little over 100, but by April,
when the facility where I'm at started absorbing the people coming back from theater, those numbers went up significantly, 1,000, I'd say over 1,200. And then that number even went up higher in the month of May to about 1,500 and then continues to increase.
Mike Pesca, interesting figures. Thank you very much for that report.
You're welcome, Alex.
And Michael Kinsley of Slate, still with us from Aspen, Colorado. Mike, we're talking about how the U.S. is using rewards to capture Iraqi officials, but Saddam loyalists are also putting a price on the heads of American soldiers.
Yes, and that price has gone way up from $300 a few weeks ago to $5,000 now. And this is market forces at work also, because it sounds like bad news for the United States. It's actually good news. It means that people are more reluctant to kill American soldiers because they think America is going to win and Saddam is going to lose. So it costs more to get them to do it. So that is good news. And it's another example of the Republican approach to fighting a war.
Thanks very much. Opinion and analysis from Slate's Michael Kinsley.